podcast for bite-sized safety tips and insights. In this series, we'll dive into a variety of topics related to fleet safety, from driver training and vehicle maintenance to crash prevention and compliance. Whether you're a fleet manager, driver, or a safety professional, these short episodes are designed to provide you with actionable information that you can implement immediately. So tune in and let's make our roads safer together.
So we're back here for another Fleet Safety Geek Safety Short. I like that.
Safety shorts.
Safety shorts. I'm wearing my safety shorts. Anyway, let's not get into that.
Yeah, you did say you're getting old.
Yeah, hey, you know, you got to be careful. I guess we're going to record another safety short here. And this one, I think we decided on safety inspections, basically. Is that correct in saying that?
Yeah, we talked a lot about what to do behind the wheel to be safe.
Right.
To make sure you're doing the right things. But we've talked about maintenance a little bit, but making sure that your vehicle is safe for the road is something we haven't really talked about much. And you do that through safety inspections. DOT vehicles, which you have experience in as a police officer, I'll let you talk about that, but you're required to do a pre-trip and post-trip inspection, making sure that the vehicle's, all the different points on the vehicle. You have to do that every day. For a light duty, I usually typically have my drivers do that at least monthly. We can always, expand that, but, you gotta make sure that vehicle, that the lights, the brakes, and the horn, and everything works on that vehicle. So what are your thoughts from like a DOT inspection point of view?
And you're absolutely correct. So my dad drove tractor trailer. I've mentioned that before. And he would inspect his truck every day, as per required. He checked the tires and the lights and the brake lights and the signals and all that stuff. Well, I think that even your personal vehicle, you should be doing that at least once a week. But here's the thing too, Bob. You have to do the circle of safety. Every time you approach your vehicle, do the walk around, check the tires, make sure that they don't look low, and I think, again, I think it's a good idea. Don't depend on the light for the light to come up on the dashboard that you have a low tire. Get a good tire gauge, and you should check your tire pressure at least once a week. And people say, yeah, you really do that? I really do that. You got to do these things. Okay. Because that light might not come on until you could be 5-10 pounds under, and now your tire isn't going to be performing the way it should because it is not properly inflated. So that's just the tires, but also look for fluid leaks. Check your fluids, and again, weekly. Check your lights. We spend a lot of time talking about the driver and what they should be doing behind the wheel, but if the equipment's not safe, they're not going to be safe.
Right.
So it's very important to check those things. As far as DOT, I have a funny story. I used to do truck inspections and weights and measures. So I was certified by the state to do that stuff. And I got a truck stop one time that out of the 18 brakes, only 8 were working. Seriously, he had faulty brakes on 10 of his brakes on let's say 18 wheeler, right? And 10 of them had faults, so they weren't working properly or not at all. So I took him out of service. But Bob, the problem was it was a trash truck. I mean, a big, tractor trailer trash truck. And the only place we could park it was at the next municipality over because they had a big parking lot. I was not popular, Bob. It was in the summertime and it got stinky. It was like a fly haven. Until we got a tow truck in there and got moved, I was people were mad at me. Seriously, I mean, can you imagine, Bob? That's pulling up behind you, and it only has 8 brakes working.
The brakes aren't working.
Come on, that's incredible. I was just blown away by that. I mean, there were some hefty fines and such for the driver and for the company, but nevertheless, that could have been a fatality easily.
Oh, for sure.
He was fully loaded. He had 80,000 pound gross. So it was, that's an 80,000 pound weapon going down the road with no brakes. Yep. So, obviously, DOT and, those vehicles and such, you have to be very, very rigorous with that. But I mean, so why not, as a driver, if you have a company provided vehicle, why not use those same standards, those same rigors, to make sure that your vehicle is operating properly, so that, again, going back to the old thing I always say, is the most important thing you do, you go home, right? Well, if your vehicle fails, we got a problem. Yeah. So,
even more important than doing the safety inspection is if you find something, get it fixed. That was always my biggest pet peeve when I would review and audit a safety inspection, whether it was a weekly, monthly, or daily for DOT, is seeing the same thing identified, over and over again. If it's broken, fix it, because you're not doing yourself any favors, because that vehicle is probably going to have a failure at some point, or it's not legal to be on the road if it's a light is out or something like that. One example, I work for a windshield replacement company, has a really horrible jingle. But
it's going on in my head now, Bob. Should we sing it together?
No, I really don't want to. But we're a windshield replacement company, and the inspection for 3 months, they had a broken windshield. Just did not understand
the irony.
Yeah. And here you are going to do a mobile windshield replacement, and the company that's doing it is showing up on site with a broken windshield. It makes the company look bad, but also it's dangerous for the driver. It can impact visibility, fix it after you find it. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, but,
that's funny.
I don't want to sing the jingle, but
no, I won't.
But yeah, this is all good stuff. Excuse me. Safety inspections. What are some of the things that should be inspected? What did your dad inspect every day on his truck?
Tires. I mean, I was the tire thumper when I was a kid, right? I would just go around with the tire thumper, make sure all the tires were up to, had air in them. Nice. The thing had to bounce back a certain way, or if it had a flat. Check the tread depth, and Bob, the old trick of penny into the tread, it absolutely is cracked. I mean, so if you can see the top of Lincoln's head, you don't have enough tread, and you just can't put it into the middle of the tire. You got to go across every tread on that tire to make sure that you have a proper tread depth. If not, again, you get into a situation where you can hydroplane, because the tread is on there to dissipate water or other precipitation on the road. And if you don't have proper tread depth, that's not going to work. You could hydroplane or skid. So you can get out of control pretty quickly of an understeer situation where the vehicle won't turn in bad weather. And then check tire pressure, obviously, when the tires are cold. Because if they're warmed up, you're going to get a false high reading. If you don't know what the tire pressure is, check on the inside door jam, check your owner's manual, or even look at the side of the tire. It'll tell you what the proper PSI should be for those tires. Like I said before, check your fluids, oil.
You said we should look under the hood, right?
Look under the hood. Yep. Just to make sure that, everything's looking. Make sure, while you're doing that, fill up your windshield solvent, right? Because if something gets on your windshield, you got to be able to get that cleared off, and check your wipers too. When people when people realize they need new wipers is when, it starts to get precipitation and turn the wipers on, and it's all streaky. And then the next time that they remember that they need new wipers is the next time it rains and it gets all streaky. Right. And then they remember it again the next time it rains. And, if you're in the habit of checking your wiper blades, and make sure they're not cracked, it's going to clean off properly. Again, just make that part of your the go around when you're checking your vehicle. Check your lights. You might have to have somebody, check to make sure your brake lights are working properly, your signals. And here's the thing too, you said about fixing it, right? So I had a vehicle that I had a brake light go out. Listen, as I always say, I'm old. I remember the day pop it open, pull out the bulb, put a new bulb in, and that's it.
No.
I had to pull out the whole brake light assembly, right? I went onto YouTube to find out how to do it. It was a process just to replace a dang brake light, I mean, it was ridiculous, but I did it, And if you don't want to go through that hassle, take it to a garage. They'll take care of it for you. They're used to dealing with these things. But it's not like it used to be, man.
I hate when people have a brake light out and they said, oh, but in this state, it's legal to have one. You know, it's like, so
bullshit.
You know, well, I got that extra third brake light. You know, I'm fine.
No.
Next. There for a reason.
Yeah, really. Oh, I only need one. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, this is great. You know, I love the safety inspection one. If you have a DOT vehicle, obviously this is what you should be doing. If you're pulled over by a DOT officer, you have to present 30 days worth of those, I believe. So they have to be in the truck. But also just making sure that the whatever you've identified is wrong is resolved, because there's nothing worse than, well, from your point of view, did you ever ask for 30 days worth of DOT inspections and then find something wrong and not fixed?
They never had it.
Never Typically, had it, yeah, of course.
Yeah, they didn't have it. And just other things like fire extinguishers and things like that. There was always, you know, violations there as well. But if you're driving a DOT vehicle, you have to have it buttoned down, because it could be some major fines. You could be taken out of service. And if you're out of service, you're not making money. So,
And if you have enough of those violations, your DOT number can be impacted and it can shut down the entire operation. So, it's all really very important stuff. So, all right. Well, there we go. Safety short is done. And go check your safety shorts. Make sure everything's okay.
they look all right.
All right, Phil. It's always fun. I love this new format. And hopefully we can knock out a few more in the future.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Take care. Have a good week.
Well, be safe. See ya.
Yep, you too. Bye.